Okay, so basically, yeah, here the question is, just to review, we're doing Tosos, Dalav and Aleph, Shabbos, Kodim, Shiavol, Odeis, or Skila. And basically, we're taking up the one issue, I guess, is what's the Havim Raskana about if you are doing, if you bake, put bread in the oven, and then you want to take the bread out of the oven, but Chazal stop you, there's no one to stop you from doing it. The question is, will you get stoned? According to the Havim, you will. According to Maskana, you don't, because the only reason you're not taking it out is because the Rabbanan said, don't take it out. Okay, so similarly by Kares. So it's a Karban Pesach. The Rabbanan tell you don't bring Karban Pesach, so you don't get Kares, because the only reason you're not bringing it is because the Rabbanan told you. Okay? Fine. So he said, what's happening, Maskana? We said, also, it's not really a good comparison. Tos tries to prove it from Kares. We said, yeah, over there by Kares, you really didn't do anything wrong altogether. By Kares. But you, the Rabbanan just said, don't bring Karban Pesach. So you didn't bring Karban Pesach. So what, I'm going to think you need a Kares for that? You didn't do anything. But by the baking, you put the bread in the oven, b'mezed. So now that's when I would think, if the Rabbanan stop you, then I'd say maybe you get skila because you didn't think b'mezed. Right? But how do you prove to me that you don't get skila in that case from the case of Kares where you really didn't do anything wrong? So that was a secondary problem. And we said, so for starters, we just wanted, we were looking into what's the whole thing of what are you getting skila for altogether in baking, right? What are you getting skila for? Because it's like extended process. So we said your skila is for the maisa afia, but the maisa afia is the putting it in the oven. But the maisa afia, the character of afia, putting in the oven could be just that, putting it in the oven, or it could be afia. And this character of afia comes from the result which comes about. Okay, but once there's the result, so to speak, it retroactively it's defined as an afia. Okay, that's the certain activities are like goal determined activities. They're defined based upon the goal, the result. So that's the thing, is that once it bakes, so now you're putting it in as afia. Now if you stop it beforehand, it turns out it was an afia. But that doesn't mean the that's like part of the process. It's just like it could be undone. It's bound to be afia unless you stop it. And that's now when it happens, and that was my Sophia. So you chayv misa for that. Okay, that's where Sophia comes in, but let's leave that. Okay, but again, so the question is though, so are you going to be chayv skila if you, we said certainly it would seem if you put it in the oven and then you get distracted or you get your arm chopped off or something to that effect, then it would seem then you're going to be chayv misa. Because look, you did that afia b'mezid. Now, and you didn't pull it out. So it's true; it could have become undone by stopping it, by pulling it out, but it didn't. So the ma'isa afia was a ma'isa afia, and the ma'isa afia was it, right? That's what we assumed. But here the question is: what about if you don't do it because the rabbanon tell you not to do it? They ask you to take it out. Then what? Then do you say the yichayv or you say not chayv? So that's what we have to define. What's happening? What's going on? Okay, I'm going to go Johnny's approach. We'll see if you guys stop me also, but I'm not sure. I think I can answer your question. So this is, let me just bring out the idea first. I think the chiluk I think is very good. You just have to work out. Hopefully, you can answer against all the questions. But the question is like this: is that you give a guy, let's say a guy does bakes on Shabbos, so he's chayv skila. Okay, is it so to speak, like you're chayv skila for baking? Okay, baking is, so to speak, it's like a consequence. Okay, it's like a consequence of, like, let's say, like in a medical thing, you smoke and you get cancer or something like that. So it's a consequence of the action that you did that you get cancer. So you'll say that's it. It's just because there are consequences. So you say it's a consequence of baking on Shabbos, you get cancer or you get skila. Okay, you get skila. That's one way to say it. The skila is a kind of Torah set up onshim. It means that isurim have consequences, and every skila, baking on Shabbos has a consequence of skila. Each isur in its own right has a consequence. Certain isurim have consequences; other isurim don't have. Some isurim have a consequence of a law of malchus, some consequence of skila, some, right? But it's like a consequence of this particular activity. Torah set up a system, just like in medicine, there's a system of consequences for activities. There's an isurim also, a consequence for activities. Okay. Or do you say no? You don't get skila for baking on Shabbos. You get skila for breaking the Torah, for violating the Torah. Okay? You get onshim for violating the Torah. But there are levels of violation within the Torah. There are types of violations in the Torah. So when it's a certain type of a violation of the Torah, a certain level of violation, so you're getting skila. But it's not like a consequence of baking. It's not like it's not the baking per se. It's the idea is that you are, I guess he's called rebelling or violating the Torah, the system of Torah. Okay, through a particular instance. It's through an instance, but it's not this skila per, it's not this, the baking per se. It's the idea is that you're putting yourself in opposition to the Dvar Hashem of the Torah. You know what I mean? And the particulars are just a matter of the levels of the violation. Since the Torah gives weights to certain types of mitzvot, they're not all weighted evenly. So if it's you're putting yourself against the system on a weighty element of the system, so then you can get a sila, less weighty, you get a malchus, less weight, whatever it is. But as it always breaks down to the onus is for breaking the Dvar Hashem, for breaking the system. It's not just the consequence of the particular, it's not like for smoking. You know, smoking, you get a cancer for smoking. It's not for not being healthy, it's for a particular, it's a particular consequence. But here the idea is that, no, it's really for breaking the system of Torah. Okay, through a particular hechitimsa of the in the system, but it's for breaking the system of the Torah. Okay, yeah, of course the havmina isn't just because it's like a consequence. There's nothing about a fear that's going to cause you to fall off a cliff. It's because the Hashem's telling you can't do a fear, but halachically it's set up as a consequence of a fear. You do a fear, you get killed. It's nothing to do with the rest of the system. It's halachically set up as a skila for a fear. As a, or do you say halachically set up as skila for breaking the Torah in a certain hechitimsa? That's part of the halachic identity is for the break of the system through a certain instance, as opposed to skila force for baking. Okay, right? You follow? Yeah. Okay. Fine. So what's an afgamina? Okay. So forget the question. Let me just get the idea. You have your question. It's still going to be here. I'm going to have to answer them. But let's get the question. The nafkamina is going to be is in this type of a case where you did baking. You did that at the beginning of baking, which is or the maisa, which is potentially going to become baking. Okay, this potential to be realized as baking. Okay, if it comes to fruition, you did that action. You put it in the oven, the maisa. Okay. And that is the break of the system. But not quite yet. I mean, it's at that point, there's no break of the system yet. I mean, it has to come to fruition. And now what happens is, so now right now you're, so to speak, you're rebelling against the system. You know, you're on your way to the rebelling against the system. Okay, now you come along and you want to take it out. You want to take it out. You change your mind. You do tshuva. And you want to take the bread out. And now, the Rabbanon, there's a shvas. Rabbanan come along and say, the system, another element of the system of Torah tells you, you're not allowed to take this thing out. And you say, look, I gotta keep the system. The system tells me I can't take it out. Can't take it out, what am I gonna do? I have to surrender to the system. Okay? Now the question, and then it ends up baking. So the question is like this. So if you say that skila is for baking, it's a consequence of baking, so you baked. And the fact that halacha, the Rabbanon, some other aspect of the Torah system told you not to do it, that's something extraneous. That would be like your Boy Scout leader told you not to do it. It has nothing to do with the skila. Skila is for baking, and the baking was amazing. And anything outside of the baking is an external factor. And you baked, you did the mitzvah of baking, and now for whatever reason, whatever extraneous reason, nothing to do with this parsha of skila for baking, You didn't take it out. So basically, you did a fear. Amazing. Okay? But if you say that really the skila is for the break of the system, a certain type of opposition or rebelliousness against the system, okay, well, of a certain caliber, a certain type, the highest level of break against the system. So you did a fear. Now, this very system which you're rebelling against, now you want to basically take it out, and this very system which you're rebelling against tells you, don't do it, don't take it out. And you submit to the system, and you don't take it out. Okay, and you don't take it out. So now what are you going to say? So now the shame of the completion of the action which you're, okay, the shame of fear which you're getting killed for, has emerged because of your adherence to the system. Okay? So it's saying is since the idea, the whole idea of Onesh is for your rebellion against the system, and the very culmination of the Shem Afiyah is through your adherence to the system, so therefore we can't say you're going to be Chayav. Because you're not, that so to speak contradicts your rebellion against the system. Okay, if it's from something extraneous, you say the system is only engaged at the point where you get started and everything else has nothing to do with halacha. Like if you're a Boy Scout leader, this, that, all those other things. Because by the way, halachically, your only point of contact with the system is in the afiyah. You put it in and you're mazed and you're rebelling against the system and then it reaches fruition. But if the reason why really you want to stop it and the reason why it reaches fruition is because of your responding to the system, so that registers in this whole framework of the onesh, because the onesh is for the gavra's break against the system, and here the system of the Torah is stopping him from undoing it. So therefore, the conclusion of the chait is a direct result of his adherence to the system. So therefore, you can't say any of the onesh. The onesh is for his rebellion against the system, and in the very fruition of the iser is through his adherence to the system. So therefore, he's going to be potter. But again, in the Hava, I mean, it had nothing to do with this system at large. It was just very particularized for the Ma'aseh Afiyah. So in Afiyah, you can't bring in other Isurim. The fact that they're Rabbanan in the system is very nice. But Bama is halachically did Afiyah b'mezid. And the only thing which is recognized is the Afiyah itself. And it never undid the Afiyah. So it's bringing in what the Rabbanan tell me is like bringing in what my Boy Scout leader tells me. It has nothing to do with this issue at hand. So then you would have been Chayev. Let me just tie it together with the Kareis. So I think it's very good with the Karis thing now. Because the question was, is that, oh, by Karis, you really didn't do anything wrong. So Karis here, at least you did Amazit, you did the Ma'aseh Afiyah, you started it Amazit. By this Karis, you really didn't do anything. Rabban just told you, don't bring Karim Pesach. So how would I ever think that you're going to be Chayiv Karis for that? Oh, but the answer is that if Karis is a consequence of not bringing a Karim Pesach, it's a consequence of not bringing Karim Pesach. Don't do with anything else in the system. It's simply a consequence of not bringing the Karim Pesach. Amazit. So I'm not bringing Karim Pesach. Yeah, I'm saying it, so I'm not going to bring Karim Pesach. Why? Because of some other reason. But that has nothing to do with this. It's an extraneous excuse. In the framework of Karim Pesach, there's Allah to bring Karim Pesach. You're not bringing Karim Pesach. You can't fall back on the system telling you because this is its own institution of Karim Pesach, and there's a Chiv Karim Pesach, and Bittul of that institution brings Karis. So now you're not doing it. But if you say, but since that's not the case, there's no Karis for breaking Karban Pesach, there's no independent reality of the Karban Pesach. It's the Karban Pesach as an element of the system, and for bringing that component of the system. Now, if the Rabbanon, who are the ones in charge of the system and the Shomrim for the system, tell you not to bring it in this instance, you can't say that that is a break of the system. It's nothing to do with it, it's not a break. So, on the contrary, I didn't do anything against the system. The system tells me that I'm supposed to not do it now. So, what are you saying? And the guy's getting a curse for breaking the system? He's perfectly in line with the system. This is well put. Is that the Afiyah is the Shem Afiyah in the Maisa is only realized through the realization of the Afiyah, which takes place a few minutes later, and that Shem of Afiyah has with it the obedience to the system. The Shem Afiyah emerges through his obedience to the system. How do you say? Right, the character of Afiyah is obedience to the system merged with it. Because that's how it emerges as Afiyah, because the cause of its emergence as Afiyah is his adherence to the system. Now, you can't say that in a case where the guy just bakes and walks away. I mean, then it's Afiyah, because naturally it emerges as Afiyah. But if the guy basically is ready to stop it, and it's his adherence to the system is that which allows it to become an Afiyah, as he's ready to take it out, and the adherence to the system is that which allows it to become an Afiyah, so then it has to really be that the Gavra is adhering to the system insofar as, and that's what's making it into an Afiyah, is avoiding the Radiyah, is making it into an Afiyah. So then you could say that he can't get punished. But you don't just say, Stam a guy bakes, and it's true that Rabbanan answered it, but it has nothing to do with that. He has nothing to do with that. Right. And that's why if he puts the Fabrikh bread and then his hand gets chopped off. So basically he did the thing, and he did the mice of Amazit, and then it gets realized. And it becomes realized as Amazit. It has nothing to do with his adherence to the system, it's just he did the mice, and the mice is only made to be realized, and it becomes realized. And there's nothing to do with the system preventing it from that. The system isn't the cause of it being realized. It's his mice had a potential, and the potential was realized. But here it had a potential, but he was going to knock out that potential, and his adherence to the system is that which prevented it from becoming an Afiyah. So then that undermines the rebellion in the nafia. It's, so to speak, an nafia of following the system. Man, the beginning of it wasn't. That's what it ended up becoming. So you can't stone a guy for that.